Way back when I was thinking about starting a high-ticket dropshipping business, the one thing I was looking for was someone to show me what one of these sites looks like. So John and I have done that for you at dropshipbreakthrough.com/go. So head to dropshipbreakthrough.com/go and watch the free training.
Hey, if you're a repeat listener, please leave us a review or a rating. It would really help catapult us into the top 100. We're bouncing in and out on a weekly basis, and a review or a rating from you on your favorite podcast app would go a long way. Thanks so much. Welcome to the Dropship Podcast, where you'll learn how to build and grow a high-ticket dropshipping business and hear stories from successful e-commerce entrepreneurs. Let's kick this thing off. Hey, welcome to the Dropship Podcast. And today we're going to talk about what does Black Friday and Cyber Monday look like inside a dropshipping business. But I do want to preface real quick and say, your dropshipping store isn't the only one running a sale. Your dropshipping boys are running a sale. You can find that at dropshipbreakthrough.com/Black Friday, all one word. We're going to run an offer you will never, ever see again. I can promise you that. John likes to give great offers, and you'll find a good one there. We'll talk a little bit more about it later in the show. But right away, I want to talk about what does Black Friday and Cyber Monday actually look like in a high-ticket dropshipping business. And after kind of brainstorming this with our students earlier, John, there's a wildly different business for some people than there is for others, and depending on what you sell and how seasonal it is. And so I'm not even sure where to jump into this topic, because I think we both have differing experiences here.
Yeah, absolutely. I think there's a lot to consider here. And what you can and can't do here is very much going to come down to the nature of your market, the products you sell, and that sort of thing, for sure. The thing I would say to open, and the thing I always like to say to people about Black Friday, Cyber Monday, is there's a lot of hype and a lot of noise around it, right? And I don't mean from the sense of people running offers to their customers, right? I mean in the sense of if you're in the internet marketing space, which we are, and you're online, you're going to hear a lot of people really blowing up the importance of Black Friday, Cyber Monday, Q4 in general, and how it's kind of like make it sound like it's make or break for your business, right? And a lot of it's the D2C bros, the e-commerce bros out there. I love those guys, not, but you know, because their businesses, that's when they make their most money. That's for some of them, that's when they make most of their money, which is very different to high-ticket dropshipping. Remember, this is what I'd say to people when you're sitting there and you're hearing all this. Remember, there's 365 days of the year, right? 4 days is not going to make or break your business. If it does, you have a bad business to begin with, right? So I like to make money all year long, not just in 3 months of the year and not just in 1 weekend of the year. So, you know, don't feel stressed if you're sitting there going, oh my God, what am I doing for Black Friday? Am I doing anything? Am I going to do anything? It's not really worth it. Long-term game. We're on a long journey here. There's plenty of days to sell stuff to customers. So whether you do have something happening, you know, it's this week as you're listening to this podcast, whether you do have something happening or not, to me, not a huge thing. But for some businesses in the high-ticket dropshipping space, this can be a pretty cool week of the year.
I think it's my favorite week because I realized who I'm subscribed to. It's like the week of unsubscribing to email after email, because everyone's going to blast you this week, right? And that kind of leads to point number one. If you're part of that blast crew and you've got these people who are doing 70% off, 80% off, even 50% off, a lot of big sales happen this time of year. And then you as a dropshipper come in there and say, you can save 5% today on your pellet grill. Come here. Like, that's just not going to stand out of the inbox. And so there, you know, the downside here is you're kind of beholden to your suppliers when you're a high-ticket dropshipper. If your supplier says you ain't running a sale, you aren't running a sale, right? Or you're going to risk losing that relationship. Or one supplier could say this amount, another supplier could say this amount, another supplier could say we're only running a sale and you can't do anything about it. I've had that before. And so it's an unfortunate position to be in if you're just looking to move more single products, whereas I think where we go next here is bundles, is where I personally had the most success. And I think you can get a little more creative here with bundles, more so than just say 5%, please come shop with me type of emails.
Yeah, definitely. And I think that the first step in approaching Black Friday, Cyber Monday as the high ticket dropshipping business owner is working out what you can and what you can't do. Because they're definitely, I mean, one of the constraints with this business model is in this area, sometimes for some people, you can't do heavy discounting, right? Because you don't have the margins to begin with, or as Ben said, because your suppliers won't allow you, particularly if you're in the US and you've got MAP pricing, they just won't allow you to sell below a certain price. And so you can't automatically just offer a discount, even if you wanted to or have the margins to. So there's some constraints there. I think the other thing that it's Ben alluded to it a little bit. Whenever you're doing these sort of things, you've got to take the customer's psychology into account. Like, where are they at? And so as well, the thing I would say is a lot of high ticket products just don't sell well at this time of year, right? So, and I've experienced this personally across at least three businesses that I've run, is that November, early December, January are the lowest times of year, right? Because for seasonal reasons, or it could be for any other reasons, they're just not gift giving products. All of that sort of thing. You might have B2B products. You're not going to see a spike in B2B sales right at the very end of the year when everybody's about to go on Christmas holidays from their business, right? So at least not most businesses. So sometimes you can't also force that by offering a mediocre offer. It's just not worth it. And so keep like your customers there. They're about where we're running into Christmas. Everybody's doing their Christmas shopping. Everybody's got a set amount of money that they can spend. And so they're going to be focused on the best deals, but they're also going to be focused on the best deals that are relevant to this time of year. So if what you have to offer either isn't a sort of a heart-stopping offer or isn't relevant to this time of year, then it might not be something you should focus on right now.
Alternatively, I've seen the other side, right? I've definitely been in businesses where nothing happened. My 3D printer business, nothing happened. And that was a lot of B2B, right? No, again, fiscal year ends earlier in the year usually, and that's when you'll get the influx of sales. But I've also been part of businesses where it's a passion. It's servicing middle-aged males in their passion, and we've done some crazy stuff. I was part of a business where we did $1 million on a Black Friday. We did $1 million on the Cyber Monday that same year. Like, that's unbelievable to see your phone just keep saying cha-ching, 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 and it's, you know, $5,000, $7,000, $8,000 sale. It's pretty wild. But you're kind of out of control, as I said. Like, so I don't want to say that my experience is rare, because I've seen other people be have similar experiences. But certainly, John, you referenced on the student call earlier, if you're selling products for someone's backyard, that's not, you know, something people often buy in late November or December. But when spring rolls around, you get this huge explosion, right? And so I just don't want to discount what happens, at least in America, on Black Friday, Cyber Monday, where people legitimately go nuts and they spend and they spend and they spend. And so it's definitely going to be subjective to the products you sell on how big of a day you could possibly have.
Yeah. Yep. And so that's the first step. Look at your products, look at what you've got, look at where your suppliers are staying, and work out where can you offer a discount? Can you offer a discount? Do you have the margins? But as Ben mentioned, bundles are a great way to do it, particularly if you're bundling products from different suppliers together and then offering that bundle at a discount, because it makes it a lot harder for anybody to have a problem with that, because you're not overtly discounting a single product within that bundle. So who knows where the discount comes from? Individual suppliers can't come out and say that you're definitely discounting their product. And, you know, if you've been running your business for a little while, you're going to have some idea about which products from your catalog customers would make best use of together. I mean, you might have already sold some of these, but you're going to have, if you've been listening to your customers, you should be able to have a pretty good idea of what might be a bundle of products you can put together that's going to light people up and get people excited.
Yeah, I think you've even done something pretty cool here, John. You mentioned on the student call, as part of our elite program, we do student calls every other week. You mentioned how you got a supplier on board by kind of, you know, doing something creative here on Black Friday. I'd love to talk about that.
Yeah. So it's definitely a strategy you could use for Black Friday. So on my very first business, so I'm talking 8 years ago, something like that. There was a supplier who had really fantastic products in the market. They were at the high end price and quality wise. They had great margins, but they just weren't initially into working with me as a fairly new reseller of those products. And so I was having a bit of struggle moving there. They kept saying, like, come back to us in 6 months to 12 months and we'll talk again, you know, when you've got a bit more experience and all that sort of thing. And obviously, I wanted to move a bit quicker than that. So what I said to them was, well, do you have any products that you're really struggling to sell? Because they had a physical retail store, like a showroom type thing in one of the capital cities in Australia. That was the only place you could go and buy from them physically. So the rest of the country couldn't buy, the rest of the locations in the country couldn't buy there. So they weren't a competitor or anything. They didn't sell on a website or anything like that. So I was saying, do you have products that are in your, you've got in your warehouse, you're not moving through your showroom? And they were like, yeah, well, actually, we've got this one range of products. There was about five products in the range, like they're all similar, same design sort of thing, but different sizes, different shapes, that sort of thing. These were lights, right? My first business was selling the lighting stuff. And I said, oh, great. Well, look, how about I give you a hand? If you can give me a good deal on those products, I'll just promote those on my website. And if I can sell those for you, can we talk about me then having access to the rest, to all of your other products? Right. Once you've had a chance to work with me and you see how this goes, I'm pretty confident that I can sell some of these products for you. At the time, I had like zero idea that I could sell any of them, of course. so I did that. Like they said, okay, great. Well, you can have these products. I think they gave me like 20 or 30% discount on my buy price so I could show them as sort of like sale items on my site and still make some money. And I did heavily promote them. Like I plastered them all over my site. I put pop-ups on my website. You know, didn't matter what page you're on, you were going to get an offer on these lights. I ran ads to them. I targeted specific keywords for them. My ads said big sale on these products, et cetera, et cetera. And I thought they were fairly nice products. I don't know why they weren't selling them, or maybe they just bought too many of them, whatever the case. But I actually sold out all of their products, of those particular products, over the course of a few weeks. And that actually turned into them working with me for the rest of the time I was running that business. So you could do something like that for a Black Friday. So don't feel backwards about going and having a chat with your suppliers. You should be building a good relationship with them. You can go to them and say, hey, like if they're not saying to you that you can do anything on Black Friday, just have a chat to them and say, look, do you have any products sitting in the warehouse that aren't moving that you'd love to get rid of? Can we work out a deal just on those products? So that we can offer them as part of our Black Friday sale and really try and move a whole bunch of them for you. So I think it's a good idea. Like just because your suppliers aren't proactively saying something to you about Black Friday doesn't mean you can't pick up the phone to them and say, hey guys, you know Black Friday's coming up. We'd love to be able to do something with your products here. Can we work something out? Right? Can we put together a special deal? Because I think the secret with Black Friday as well is actually not running like across your whole website sale, like a blanket discount, right? You can't do that. I think Black Friday actually works best when, and I know, you know, you've done this, Ben, when you have just like a small number of products or just a bundle or a couple of bundles that you can really heavily focus on promoting. That's like your best deal. I think that's when Black Friday stuff works best for high ticket dropshipping, because that's the way that you can find those best, like something really great, and just push on that rather than trying to push a smaller offer that applies across all of your products, which isn't very exciting.
Going back to it, bundles is where you're going to make your hay, right? You can run a discount, and oftentimes your supplier will say, hey, we're going to move the price down to here. Sometimes they'll say you don't get the margin that you used to have, and some people will allow you the margin. But either way, it's if you can package that up and create a bundle that no one else is offering at a price no one else is offering, that's where we've had the most success in the past. But you know, to your point of what you said, John, some stores just they don't show up in Q4, and it's kind of shocking because you think everyone shops for everything, but they don't. And my pets brand is the same way. So these products, nothing happens. Black Friday, Cyber Monday is just like any other Friday or any other Monday for us. But all of a sudden when Q1 happens and everyone's done with all their gift buying and all that stuff, we start taking off because people are still in that shopping mode. And so I've seen this in dropshipping stores too, where they're not super profitable in November and December. They're just sales come in, but it feels like a normal month, or it's way down. In fact, you mentioned one on the call, it was way down, John. And then Q1 comes and all of a sudden it's like, takes off like a rocket. And all of a sudden these things are selling that they're not necessarily giftable items, but it's things people have been thinking about buying for a long time. They're still in the shopping mood, and Q1 can take off. Look, I think the biggest thing here is plan for this. Like you have to get your marketing in order. There's a lot to think about here, beyond just, you know, creating a bundle. You want to zip through some of the things you should be thinking about here, John?
Yeah. Yeah, definitely planning. I mean, obviously people are listening to this podcast in the week of Black Friday, so this isn't going to help you with this year.
Yeah.
But there's plenty more years coming, so, and it's going to happen again and again and again. So take this on notice for next year. But you probably want to start literally planning this 2 months out. Like, start thinking about what you're doing for Black Friday, which is at the end of November, in early September, or even earlier if you want to, because not only do you have to work out what your offer is going to be, and you might need some time to talk to suppliers and give them time to think about it and do all of that sort of stuff, but you also need to start putting together the marketing piece and planning out what that's going to look like. And so depending on how long you're going to run your sale for, and as we spoke about earlier today, it seems that a lot of retailers are starting Black Friday sales earlier and earlier every year to try and get the jump on each other. I don't know where that ends. Maybe Black Friday starts in September next year. I don't know, but it feels like it's getting that way. You're going to have to put together an email marketing campaign, right? So you're going to need to be communicating with your customers every day during, possibly even starting in the lead up to, like a few days before, until right till the end. And those last couple of days of your sale, you're going to need to be pumping, you know, multiple emails out to your list, right? It's really a period where you can't do too much in a sense. So you're going to need to plan out what each of those emails is. What are they going to say? What are you going to be talking about? How are you going to be promoting your products? You need to then create those emails. You need to set them up so that they go out. They're going to go out automatically in your emails. Like if you're using Klaviyo or whatever, you don't want to be sitting there on Black Friday actually manually sending your emails. They should already be queued up. So they're just going to pump out without you doing anything ahead of time. You need to think about how you're going to present this on your website. Obviously, you're going to do something on your homepage. You're going to have to do something on those product pages for the products. You might have, if it's a bundle, you've got to set that bundle up on your website if it's going to be a Black Friday only thing. You want to have exit intent pop-ups on your website. So when somebody's there on another page, you're going to leave, you're going to show them. Don't leave until you've seen our Black Friday offer. You're going to want to look at your ads. Right. So where are you going to communicate this? How are you going to use this thing to bring people to your website? So Google Shopping, for example, you can use the promotions on Google Shopping to advertise the fact that you have a Black Friday sale happening on the products in your feed that it applies to. You could run search text ads targeting specific keywords that are relevant to the offer that you have, saying, whoa, Black Friday sale, get in here now and check it out. You know, you would have retargeting ads, specific Black Friday retargeting ads going out to your audiences. You know, once again, audiences that are going to be relevant to the offers that you're going to run, they should have specific dynamic retargeting ads. This is one of the times you definitely use static display ads. Facebook retargeting ads, you're retargeting everywhere that you can, basically, where you've got an audience, you should be retargeting there around these Black Friday. Come and click here, check out the Black Friday deal. Limited time only, blah, 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 all that sort of stuff. So you've got to build all of those ads. If you need static images created, you're going to get on Fiverr and get somebody to do some banner ads for you and all of that sort of stuff. Make them look real nice, jumping out of the page, eye-popping colors, all that sort of thing. So there's a bit of work there. You've got to set all of that up in advance, as well as running your business on the day-to-day in the lead up to Black Friday. So the rest of your business stuff isn't going to stop. So this is all kind of like extra things that either you or your team needs to put together. So the sooner that you start planning for it, the more likely you are to get to Black Friday and not be tearing your hair out running around trying to put all these things together. So it's definitely, if you want to get the biggest bang for your buck, it's not going to be, and there's an Aussie saying for you, mate, it's not going to be something that you leave to the last minute. I do see some people sometimes like on, you know, the Monday before Black Friday going, oh, what am I going to do on Black Friday? Oh, I'll just do this. And then they waste a bunch of time and it doesn't really come off because they haven't planned it. They haven't thought it through. And it's just cobbled together stuff, which almost never works.
I realize you're in the inbox with 50 other people that haven't emailed them all year, but they're sending out that Black Friday email. And so make sure that you're relevant when you're in there. All right, let's get to the meat of it, John. We planned for this. You and I have been talking about running a Black Friday offer. We realize today is Tuesday, and the irony of John saying they start early. We're going to start it today. We thought it was fair if we mentioned it on the podcast, we should start it. So our Black Friday sale is starting today. we're kind of doing something we've never done before. And John, I'm going to call you the king of offers from now on. Put your crown on, buddy. You make a really great offer. So the floor is yours, buddy. Make the offer.
Yeah. So what we're doing this year, we're actually offering a course, if you like, a course that we've never offered before. And the reason for we came up with this is because we know there are a lot of people who are listening to this show all the time who are listening to this show or maybe watching us on YouTube. Or they're somewhere there, you're interested in high ticket drop shipping, you're listening to the shows, but you're not doing it yet. And you're certainly not learning it from us. And while I think you can get a ton from our podcast or a YouTube channel or whatever, you're going to get a lot more and you're going to make progress a lot better if you get some skin in the game and start learning. So to make getting started as easy as possible, we're lowering the financial barrier to doing so. And we're offering basically the first part of our full dropship breakthrough program, which is the bit where you build and launch your business, right? So you can now buy just that for Black Friday, Cyber Monday, at a very reduced price from what our normal price is. You can get in there. There's a few other little bits and pieces I'm throwing in. I'm not going to reveal it all here. I want you to go and check it out. But we're doing that first and only time. And there will also be an option in there to buy our full program with some other goodies and save a bunch of money on that as well. But you could get started and just do the build, getting your business set up and launched in the next 30 days. So you could do it before the end of the year if you really want to put in some work. Be ready for the new year with a new business do it at a price that we haven't offered anywhere else ever before, and I can tell you 100% we will not ever be offering it again. Never, ever, even close. So if you've been sitting there, you've been listening to the show and you've been going, I'd love to start with John and Ben, but either you haven't been able to or wanted to pay the price that we normally sell Dropship Breakthrough for, this is your chance. This is going to be your only chance in history to get in at what we're offering it currently. So do it.
I love that you're leaving the listener hanging. Go to dropshipbreakthrough.com/Black Friday. Find everything John's not talking about here. And you're going to find a price, like he said, you are never going to see again. I will make sure of that because John likes to make me uncomfortable with his offer. So you won't see this again. I'm telling you right now. So dropshipbreakthrough.com/Black Friday. It'll be in the show notes or in the description, wherever you're watching this. We'd love to have you come join us and get in on this special deal. We hope to see you inside.
Thanks for listening to the Dropship Podcast. You can find all the show notes for this episode at dropshippodcast.com. And if you're ready to take the next step in your dropshipping journey, we invite you to join us inside Dropship Breakthrough, where John and I will walk you through step-by-step in starting your own high-ticket dropshipping e-commerce business. But that's not all. Dropship Breakthrough will also teach you everything you'll need to know to grow your business and take it to the next level. So head over to dropshipbreakthrough.com and sign up for our free training that will help you take the first steps towards building and growing your own profitable high-ticket dropshipping business.
John and I both love business, think about it all the time, can't turn it off, and don't know why anyone would want to. And because of that, we started a second podcast where we can talk about everything we've ever wanted to talk about in business. Not just dropshipping. We like talking about all things business. So if you want to hear John and I talk about all sorts of stuff, from camel meat dropshipping businesses to PDF dropshipping to a guy gambling $100 every single day on YouTube Shorts to how OnlyFans taught us lessons in business, we're all over the place over there, but it's a really fun podcast. So if you're a podcast listener, you love John and I, head over to your podcast player of choice and look for the Low Bar Podcast. You'll see a blue image and you'll see a cartoon version of John and myself. And go back and start at episode one. I promise you will not regret this. This is one of the more fun projects that I have done recently. I know John's having fun too, so we'd love it if you joined us. Check out the Low Bar Podcast on YouTube or wherever you prefer to listen to podcasts.